Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We started the show, BT, talking about the NBA gambling scandal. We heard from the FBI director, Cash Patel. I mean, I never thought we'd be doing that, certainly today or ever. I had no idea who these guys are. The U.S. attorney, whatever his name is, I forget. But about Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, just two of the bigger names that are involved in this. And I was watching another clip during the break right there. You know, they were saying, the FBI is saying that fans are not going to be happy because the FBI is going after players and coaches. So I don't know if this is, you know, this is what it is, BT, or it's only the beginning of a potentially bigger thing. Either way, this is not an isolated incident. This is confirming the fears of fans in that the sports that we watch might not be legitimate competition all the time, and that is a major problem.
It could be the end of the way things are viewed. I mean, I don't want to be overly dramatic here because I don't think that this is new, but the more it's in your face and the more, whether it's evidence or testimonials or innuendo and speculation, you know, it really begins to creep into the minds of sports fans, and everybody kind of processes things differently. I guess I've learned, you know, I don't bet like I used to. I've learned to take sports for what they are. You know, I'm also at a little bit, and I mean, listen, it's been my entire career is what I wanted to do. If I couldn't replace Don Mattingly, I wanted to be, no, not even close, I wanted to be able to talk about sports. So I don't say that to minimize what sports has meant to me in my lifetime, but I'm 52. I've got two kids. You know, there's real life things. You talk about that. So it doesn't quite hit me like the way it once did. I'm not glued to 19 college football games on a Saturday with 37 bets going on because that's not my life anymore. I'm coaching. I'm out there. I'm with the kids, and I love it. I love it more than anything. But some people are at different stages, and even some people who are my age and who do have kids take this maybe to a different level than I do or like I used to. So it's up to everybody to process this individually. I don't think it's... Let me put it this way. If it blindsides fans today, they're like, what? Rozier's caught up in this? Chauncey felt like a... Now, the Chauncey one was a stunner because we know him. You know, he's more of a name than Rozier, even though we know the name. Mm-hmm. But like, if people were blindsided by this, then I would just say, what planet have you been on? I mean, do you really think that this hasn't been happening for over 100 years? It has been. It's just more in our face.
Yeah, but when it continues to happen at these levels, it is a major problem. And for those of us who love sports and invest our time, our energy, our finances at times, whether it's gambling, whatever it may be, buying stuff,
merch,
investing in it.
Sure.
Like, the reason why we love sports is competition. That's where it all comes back to. And there are many reasons, as we sit here in 2025, that the competition is not what we once thought it was. Whether it is the integrity being compromised, whether it is coaches resting players throughout the course of a regular season, teams just knowing that the regular season doesn't mean as much, trying to figure out and go into evaluation mode for first halves of seasons or the first 4 weeks of an NFL season. Sports are great because of true competition. When the competition is compromised, you have no sport. And that is my biggest fear or biggest concern with this and all those issues that I just mentioned. And the biggest one would be referees on the take, umpires, officials. Like, it's something that fans complain about all the time. And then when you have it proven that players have been on the take or shaving points or whatever, mm-hmm. and officials and now potentially coaches, I just don't know how you can recover from that completely and how you would prevent it moving forward completely as well.
Well, those are two very different things, as you know. I think to hit the second part, and we kind of touched this earlier, obviously, how do you prevent it? I think you've just got to send a very clear message, whether it's the leagues, whether it's the FBI, this will not be tolerated. Hopefully, people will, you know, see, I don't want to see anybody go to jail, but, you know, it seems like somebody is. And if they see this and they have their careers taken away, then maybe they're not inclined to do it as much. Listen, at the end of the day, sports is not supposed to be heavy lifting.
Right?
It's not. Which is why we were so beaten down by the steroids. And you know, it's supposed to be a diversion and a distraction from real life issues, whether it's finances, whether it's illnesses, just things that we all eventually will deal with and some of us already have. And when it becomes less than that, that's when it's at its most vulnerable. And that's a big problem.
Yes. And I remember thinking that maybe in the beginning with the, well, you mentioned the steroid stuff and then with the Astros cheating scandal, I'm like, come on, man. Like, I get it. It's a big talking about. I don't want to be talking about this or the scandals or who's doing what. And that's dominated the landscape a lot of the time here for the last decade or so, whether it's social media, whether it's just the major talking points that people want to get behind and talk about, as opposed to us sitting here for 4 hours talking about the Knicks game last night.
I know.
It's just different. Like, I'd love to just be talking about the Knicks and breaking it down. And we have. We touched on the Knicks a little bit. In case you missed it, check out on the free Odyssey app. And we'll continue to take calls on that and talk about that as the weeks goes on. Like, this is not going to be a thing that we're going to talk about forever. But I do think that it is a part now of the sports fan, sports talk conversation.
Yeah.
Forever. It's just the way that it is.
I think you're right. You know, think about this. The more you know, knowledge is power. Great. But it's also like debilitating in terms of stripping away the enjoyment the more you know about certain things. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned the movie Blue Chips earlier, right? Well, when I forget the point guard's name and the character's name in the movie with Nick Nolte, who was the coach, but Shaq was there. Penny, great movie if you haven't seen it. Bobby Knight, Bobby Hurley. I got to see that again soon. That really was good. But the thought that how open the cheating was, you know, back in the day, whether it's dropping off a bag of money or giving Shaq the Lexus or giving the Hick the trailer, you know, when they dropped off the trailer in Indiana. Like, we all knew that there was some very shady things going on in the 80s and 90s that teams were giving money, right? But you were able to ignore
it. Nolte didn't want to do it, though. He didn't want to do it at first.
I know he didn't. I know. He was actually being pulled in the right direction. Yeah. Then he's like, I would have probably done the same thing, give it to me. I mean, but, like, We knew it, but we were able to push it to the corner of the room because it wasn't overtly in our face. And I just say that to get to this point. So now with NIL money, which is completely legal, honestly, it's really destroyed the last remaining ounce of purity for a lot of people. I saw that Billy Self was talking about this. There are now, I don't want to really get into this, but it's just to create the thread here, that there's a G League player with, like, somehow was given 2 years of NCAA eligibility. And Billy Self's, like, Kansas coach, like, I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. Now, I don't care because, quite frankly, that's the only way St. John's was going to get good. So I'm along for the ride.
Right.
I'm open about it. Hey, it's legal. They got guys with money. They got Rick. Let's go win a lot of games. Finally, right? But there are a lot of people who don't like, who aren't St. John's fans, who look at this and they're like, these kids are making $1 million or $2 million a year. I can't get behind this. Again, the more you know, the more the enjoyment stripped away. And the more you know about scandals and cheating and point shaving and prop bets, the more people will, I think, detach themselves from these games.
Which is unfortunate because it's what we love. Like, it's, to me, it's the only escape. Like,
I know.
That's what I want to do. I want to dive into the games, head in the sand, let me enjoy it, and act like it's the biggest thing in the world, where we know, obviously, there are real issues going on in the world and everybody's lives, the personal stuff. We talked about that a little bit yesterday with Steve Summers in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, he was dealing with cancer, but you would never bring that on the air because we want to entertain
his brother.
And that, of course, taking care of his brother and family. What, you don't, everybody's got issues. Everybody's dealing with something. Yep. We all come together here to try to escape from that and talk about sports.
Yep.
And now the main thing about sports is they're involved in a gambling ring.
It's gotten tougher and tougher to have that true connection to sports. And I hate to sound that way, but it's true. I mean, and I really think it started with the disparity in salaries, which I've never begrudged, right? You know, but because you get what you're worth. I mean, if you're...
But you would think that would prevent these guys from getting involved in gambling.
Yes, you would, but that's a misnomer because it's disease or you get unknowingly in bed with criminals, whatever, you know, really, you know, dangerous criminals. But to me, if you think about, like, the growing disconnect between the average fan and sports, it's gambling, sure, but I think it really started with the contracts. Like, I've used the analogy, not even the analogy, the example. You know, back in the day, Mickey Mantle or Whitey, or they used to have an apartment in Queens, man. They would jump on the train. They would go to Yankee Stadium. They would mingle with normal people. I mean, the salary disparities were not like they are. Now, and this is not for me, although a lot of people like it, you see Jordan Clarkson, who knows what the hell he wore into the Garden last night, some ridiculous outfit. You wouldn't catch me dead in that outfit. But now you got these guys and these gals, and again, God bless them, making so much money that they have lost sight of reality. So it's the contracts that bother some fans. It's the gambling. It's the TV rights. It's the 9,000 streaming things you need to watch the freaking games. It's just becoming harder to be a sports fan.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ralph is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
You know, I heard four or five good gambling ads as I'm listening to the. I'm holding the phone here.
Well, gambling's not the problem. At least from my perspective, gambling's not the problem.
Yep.
It's when you start doing things illegally that you should be doing with gambling.
Bingo.
And when you're BT and I could bet parlays all day long if we want, and we always say bet responsibly. I've been open to admitting that I have a problem with it, so I have to be careful myself, and I know what to get into, what not to get into, but I'm not doing anything illegal if I bet, and most people aren't.
I get it.
I don't play in the NBA. Well, I don't work for the NFL.
I get it. We're saturated with this stuff. You know, I come from a family of gamblers. Either you go with it or you go in the opposite direction. You know, all the cynics that turn around, you know, through the years, you know, they say to the sports fan, you know, what are you watching? These things are rigged. Every time I see a ball game, the Super Bowl especially, or some big game, they're rigged. This lends credence to all the cynics out there that said that to you through the years, guys. And here's the thing about basketball. Basketball may be the easiest sport to shave, of course. You don't have to have the referee in on it. You have to have the big guy on one team in on it. He gets fewer touches, or maybe something is on the other side is going along in the same manner. And you have a game that's compromised without anybody knowing it. You could actually watch a ball game and have a 10-point deficit where it should have been maybe 20 points and never even be the wiser. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes.
That is true. You're right. Thanks for the call there. Appreciate that, Rich. Think about this, too. So I know you weren't too into it. I was always into it, not just because it was here. I love the Ryder Cup, right?
Okay.
Just imagine how easy it would be if you're a golfer to, you know, if you have a 9-footer to either win the hole or half a hole or win the match or lose the match, mm-hmm. and you're in bed with the wrong person. Like, you're not going to throw a pitch like Classe that misses by a mile. These guys are so talented. They could run it by the left edge of the cup. They can miss it by an inch. It looks like they gave it a good true roll. I just made $150,000 for some guy in Ireland or whatever.
Who's to say that it hasn't happened already?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember. Wasn't there there was something in tennis.
And it was John Daly with Phil, with some of those personalities.
Oh, God, Phil's been...
You tell me... I never thought about it because I don't really care about golf to that level.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that... That might be the easiest one of all.
That's why I bring it up.
Yeah,
I think
a tee shot or whatever.
Well, I mean, if you shank one like
us, you know what I mean.
But you got to be a little discreet about it.
Relative to their shanking.
Well, think about this. So instead of piping one down the fairway, you could still hit one 320, and you could be off an inch on purpose and put it in the second cut, which means you can't control the spin, which means you probably won't birdie.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look obvious. There's a lot of ways to do it. There was something... Maybe I should have looked it up before, but I didn't even really care because it was so long ago. But there was something in tennis. A very low-ranked tennis player was it in Germany, one of the secondary tours? They got pinched for doing something in tennis. This was, I got to look it up.
Right.
Do you remember that vaguely?
I do. I don't remember the exact details. Vaguely, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem for all sports. Antonio is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Look, I don't want to bring politics into this, but this is all political, man. Let me tell you why. You know who I'm talking about. He hates the NBA because of what it stands for. Look,
who's he? The president?
Tim Donahue.
Who's he? The president?
Right? Remember him?
Who's he? The president?
Yeah,
the
president. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
why does he hate the
NBA?
Let me tell you
which scandal really had legs, and it was basically quash, which was basically the Ohtani one. This is, you have a translator supposedly kind of like dealing with $17 million. Come on. Maybe that scandal had legs. But look, anytime you have sports dealing with scandals, look what happened to Pete Rose. Look what happened to Tim Donahue. The
referee.
You know, basically, they make sure, exactly, they make sure that this is basically handled. Look, I don't know.
You're jumping all over the place.
Now you're having James.
Look what happened to Comey. Look, this is all political, man.
Antonio, it's not political. And thank you for the call. First of all, you're not even making...
You jumped around a lot there. And by the way, I watch politics every night. I don't even want to have the conversation on the air because that's not what we're here for. But I would have liked to know where he was going. He jumped in five different. I mean, I can tell what he believes, and that's.
But that doesn't matter.
That's great.
Like, if he wanted to make it a political thing, then just stick to that and make the comment and keep. You went all. I don't even know what the hell he was talking about there. With LeBron and Donnie, what does Donnie have to do with anything political? So if you're talking about being political, then it makes no sense about Donnie. The bottom line to me is I'm going to eliminate the political aspect of it. I don't care about that. I care about the NBA aspect of it. And if there is truth to these guys were arrested. I don't think all of a sudden, even if it's politically motivated to some degree, I don't think all of a sudden they wake up and say, let's go get Chauncey Billups
exactly.
And Terry Rozier. Like,
yeah, let's make this up and up because we lean one way. Let's put him in jail for 30 years.
And you're going to pick those two guys? Like, you're going to make Terry Rozier the example where the majority of people don't even know who the hell he is? Chauncey Billups, a bigger name, of course, but like obviously where there's smoke, there's a little bit of fire here. And even if you take this example out of it, this has happened before with Class A, with baseball, with Calvin Ridley, with football. Endless times before. Beasley, you know, a couple of months ago, whatever it was last year.
CCNY dude. In the 50s. There's been a lot of scandals. Horse racing, no question.
So it's a matter of if you choose to keep your head in the sand and ignore it, or if you watch it and watch it with a different viewpoint. Like, I want to watch it because I love sports and I want to escape. So I'm not going to watch a game, a Knicks game, and think, oh, there might be a Donahue situation. Now, maybe there's going to be a call BT that's going to be controversial, that's going to lead people to speculate. Like, that's what, at the bare minimum, if people still want to invest in sports and trust that the competition is legit, bare minimum, anytime there is any kind of questionable call or questionable play, people are going to come into question about the authenticity of that play.
And by the way, I remember for me, like the first time I remember saying, this is a little crooked, man. I don't know about this. Hmm. It wasn't about thinking that somebody had X amount of money on the game or was being controlled by the mafia or they were trying to throw it or whatever, shape points. I do believe back in the day, and I still believe it now, like the origin of maybe something that being a little under the table, like, all right, hey, Knicks are down 0-2. You know, they're back at home. Let's give them a whistle. Let's make this a 7-game series. Let's keep the New York ratings going. Do you really want the Memphis Grizzlies? Or the Pacers, Indiana? Do you really want them in the finals if you can control it? I believe that's been going on for a long time. This is obviously a different layer of, is a different situation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was just talking. Nick's out in the newsroom with Gallo and Loogie. Dude, did you see Loogie's tweet?
Oh, God. You know what I did?
Yesterday.
I muted him.
Did you really?
I did. I did. I say that with a smile. I do like Loogie. I can't see the dogs and dudes tweets ever. I just can't do it. I can't. After I went through every Met tweet, you know, no biggie, we're good, Soto this, Cohen that, we're going to win. And I love his passion. I have no interest in seeing his dudes and dogs. Even though I'm a big Knicks fan with him, I had to mute him.
Even the video that he does after the game last night, cutting a wrestling promo.
Oh, I didn't see that. Probably because I muted him. He did it after I muted him.
The one from yesterday I was referencing, over 50 years without a title, over 25 years without an NBA Finals appearance. We've waited long enough. This is the year. Knicks in 26. Tommy Lugauer.
Again, I like the you don't think they're going to win a championship. I don't either. I think they're better than you. I think they're going to lose in the finals.
I think they're going to get to the finals.
Right now I would put money on them to get to the finals, but I would not be surprised if they lost in a tough series in 7 or 6 to the Cavs.
I'm going to bet that the Knicks aren't, and now I'd love to see it, but I would take the field versus the Knicks getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right, here's back to Louis, though, for a second. Now I'm going to have to unmute him to get to back to him. One thing that I noticed that he does, right, and it's interesting. I'm not going to even say it's annoying. It is interesting, but it's very predictable. He writes in a way like he makes every single tweet like it's the end of the world or it's the highest level of importance. And the way he does it, like, I'm looking at him now. Yeah. There's always one line. Night one of the Mike Brown Knicks, massive success. Next line, 11 guys on the floor, period.
Yeah.
Next line, 43s, period. Next line.
Come on, dude.
You know, like it's like the height of importance. And I do love the passion. I like Loogie, but I had to mute him.
One thing about the Knicks, like, that I think is being overblown to a ridiculous level, like, is everybody really that excited about playing more bench players? Come on, guys. What are we doing here? Grow up.
Grow up.
Yeah. Oh, they played 11 guys. That's great. Who do you want on the floor down the stretch in the postseason? You don't want to see the 11 guys, do you? You want to see the best five. So, like, let's not make it like, oh, Tibbs didn't know what he was doing. He had nothing to work with. Look at the rosters. Now, the hope would be, I understand what the hope is going to be, that you keep these players fresher for the postseason run. Let's see. I don't believe it's going to. I think the way that Tibbs did it was more beneficial than this will be. Laying off the gas in the regular season and then having to turn it up another 3, 4, 5 notches in the postseason. I don't think that that's the right recipe. I think Tibbs, and especially if Tibbs had this bench to work with, I do believe you would see more Yabusele, Jordan Clarkson, maybe a little more Tyler Kolek in year two. Let's not make it like Tibbs was holding Kolek back. He was a rookie a year ago. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's improved from then till now. now. So Brown's going to be a little more liberal with it, no question about it. I'm always a fan of the tighter rotations. I just don't think the Knicks had much to work with, specifically last year with Tibbs and being hurt the entire year.
They definitely had a weak bench here, but I don't have the faith that Tibbs would have been so open to. Nah, I don't need to see 11 guys, to your point, but I still think Tom Thibodeau would have had a restriction, which I think... does do, I almost said damage because I got Lou Gowers tweet, but can do some damage to the health of some of the players. And I'm not throwing it all at his doorstep. Guys get banged up on, it's not all his fault. But I'll give you an example. What I think is going to happen this year, right? So last night's a good example. OG played the most minutes. You know why? Because he was playing the best. He had 24 points, 14 rebounds. Now, he didn't have the best plus minus. That was actually Deuce, who was phenomenal. I think you'll see Mike Brown ride the guy. He also took the second most shot, 17 to 18 to Brunson. So OG was really in the flow, and he did a lot. And I think that was Mike Brown basically telling us what he's going to do the rest of the way. When somebody's piping hot, when somebody's the lead dog that night, I'll push him towards 40 minutes. And when he's not, I'll keep him more in the vicinity of 32, 34, 33, which I happen to believe is a better philosophy. But if, you know, well, I mean, we could exchange philosophies all day. If Brunson doesn't make shots, you know, in May and June and Cat is whatever,
well, forget that,
that's going to determine the championship. Well, you know, we all know it.
Fair enough. But I think the question now is, which style do you think is better suited to have them better set up for the postseason? Obviously, the results may vary, and Cat, you know, forget injury aside, Cat may not have it one night, Brunson may not have it one night, whatever it may be.
Yep.
Last year, go back to game one, right, with the Pacers, the Knicks coughed up inexplicably.
Oh, yeah.
Worse than even the Denver loss with the Giants on Sunday. That's how bad
of a loss
that was. Changed the entire complexion of the series. If that doesn't happen, maybe the Knicks win, maybe the Knicks are in the finals last year, maybe Tibbs is still here in year two. So, The results may vary, but in theory, my philosophy would be I'd rather just play the best guys. Now, injuries happen. You have to go to another spot on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, expand it. If you have a deeper bench, you use it. But I think that the idea of having fewer minutes for your star players is counterproductive to having success long term. That's just my
belief.
I got you.
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I think now if this was a different roster, then I think maybe you can make the case that Tom Thibodeau would have been a better fit. But this is an offensive roster. Of course, OG and Bridges can defend the wings. But we've talked a million times that Brunson is a very deficient defender. Same with Karl Anthony Towns. Kolek is not going to be a good defender. You know, Clarkson's bringing nothing defensively. He's a chucker. And you need guys like that to fill it up off the bench. I say all that because I think Mike Brown has a chance to get more out of this team by pushing the gas in an offensive direction with a roster that is more built for offense rather than Tom Thibodeau, who is trying to get a little bit of both, maybe taking away from the offense and admittedly making the defense better than I think it will be with Mike Brown. I'm going to certainly grant you that. But I think that the ceiling elevates when this team, when their identity becomes somebody that you can't stop offensively, and I think Mike Brown gives them a good chance to do that.
I mean, Brunson played 34 minutes last night. Ananobi, 38 minutes last night. Towns, who was banged up, played 31 minutes last night. Bridges, who was the minutes master a year ago, he played 33 minutes last night. I'm with you on the offensive stuff. I still haven't seen it, though. Like, I didn't look at that and say, wow, this is a different offense. And he even admitted it. It was going to be a learning curve, you know, maybe a lack of structure early on. Well, okay. So then, what, the first half of the season? At what point, because we were doing this last year, evaluating the new look Knicks with Karl Anthony Towns and all the new pieces that they had, Bridges as well, last year. So now it's the same pieces, but a new head coach, and they still got to learn and gel and whatever in the regular season. Like, I don't think that that's a recipe for success.
Well, I mean, listen, I think that the important thing here is that the things that Tom Thibodeau did really well, you hope that they're not completely abandoned, right? And that obviously is more from a defensive point of view. Now, the Knicks just didn't shoot the ball well last night. They were, what, 14 for 40? That's not horrible from downtown. You know, league average right around 37%. So what they shot last night's 35.
Well, the two best guys were bad. Brunson and Towns, a combined 2 for 13.
Yeah, you're right. Brunson was 1 for 9, so he really was the main culprit there. And overall, the Knicks shot 43%, which stinks. So that's going to be a bit of an outlier there. But the two things that they did very well, and one of them was a Tom Thibodeau principle, they were plus 11 on the backboard without Mitch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all right, Allen's thin, and Mobley's a perimeter big as well. But they had 11 more rebounds, and they really got him in the free throw disparity. Knicks took 36 free throws, double the Cavs' 18. So Knicks were missing guys, and I said to Sal earlier, the guys that the Cavaliers are missing, I think, are more impactful for the Cavs than the Knicks players that were missing are for the Knicks. But I think these are clearly the two best teams in the East. We're just starting the race, and I think it's going to be a fun journey. I do.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. Actually, we have to power up with the NFL power rankings ahead of Week 8. So we'll do that and then get back to your calls.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For me, I feel like for the first time this year, as we go into Week 8 starting tonight with the Vikings and the Chargers, I feel like it's taken me 7 weeks, but I feel like I've figured out now the top five who I think definitively. It's been tough to get there throughout the course of the year for different reasons. At least I would say I feel very comfortable about my top three. Curious to see what you have. And I do have a totally different list than what I had a week ago and really at any point this year.
I've got, let's see, that's probably 1, 2, 3 of the same teams pretty high up. I've got one variable that I may have, that I was thinking about putting in last week. So I've got some changes, and I think one team that I definitely believe in more than you that's in my top five. Want me to get going number five here?
Yeah,
tell me
what
you got.
I would say, just be on that, I think I have two new teams and a totally different order with all five.
All right, this should be interesting. Ahead. Number five for me, I've got the Rams. Do you have them too, the way you're looking at me?
Same thing.
You do?
Number five, yeah.
I mean, the Rams, all right, you don't want to react too much to the record, but the record's good, obviously, 5-2. And, you know, wacky things happen in London, logistical issues, weird travel schedule. And Jaguars aren't great. They punked them there. But they've got two really good running backs. They've got a really good head coach. And, You know, Matthew Stafford, I did not realize the number was this high. He is on pace right now. When you project out based on where he is now and the end of the year, if he's healthy, he's on pace for 41 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Like, talk about Baker's the MVP on the
periphery. That's an MVP type season.
Matthew Stafford's working his way into the equation. I got the Rams at number 5.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it's not just off of that performance. It's the record. It's their consistent performance, even without Puka Nacua. Still Devontae Adams doing the job. Sean McVay is one of the top coaches in the league. Nobody's going to question that. They have a very good defense and a very good offense, and at least been consistently. And if you look at the landscape of the NFC West, I think there are parts of the Niners that are very appealing. I think there are parts of the Seahawks that are very, very appealing. I think the Rams are the best combination of both. Keep in mind, one of their two losses was to the Eagles on the road in Philadelphia in a game that they really shouldn't have lost that game. It was a fortunate break there with Philadelphia scoring a late touchdown that prevented the Rams from winning that game. So now again, I'm not going to make excuses for their losses, but I'm with you, BT. I didn't have them on my top five all year long. I think they're better than the Bucs. I put them in front of them. I think they're better than the Packers. Put them in front of them. I even think they're better than the Eagles, so I have the Rams at number 5.
Okay, speaking of the Eagles, I'm going to put them here at number 4. Now, that's one of the ones that I got right, and I haven't been right too much picking these games on Fridays. By the way, my big football Friday tomorrow, the perfect parlay. We'll hopefully nail some for you. Hoff had a 4-teamer. Sal's been playing well and get you guys some wins. I've got the Eagles, and I did think that they would bounce back against the Vikings in Minnesota. They did. You know, they didn't squash them, but you don't have to squash. I'm not looking for style points. I'm looking for a stabilizing win, and I think that that was it. Now, very quietly, I know that the circumstances changed. Like, when they played Kansas City early, who they beat by 3 points? Philly. Kansas City wasn't whole yet, understood. But there is when we look at the start of the Eagles schedule and we were kind of like, yeah, they don't look that good. Dallas, Kansas City, the Rams, and the Bucs, those are very probably at least 3, possibly 4 playoff teams, and they beat them all. And then, all right, they lost to Denver. Denver's got a really good defense. And then the Giants, and that was, you know, the coming out party for Dart even more so. And then they stabilized it. So I needed to see an Eagles win, and Saquon still has done nothing. Eventually he will. I've got the Eagles at 4.
I just don't think it's their year, and I'm not a believer in the Eagles. I have them off my list again. I've been consistent with that. Now, I mean, maybe they turn the corner against Minnesota. We'll see Sunday. I think there's a legit chance they could lose to the Giants. Right now, my gut still would be Philadelphia, not going to get swept, but I'm not sold on the Eagles as much as you are. And if they are, it's going to be hard for me to get them into the top 5 because I have another new team on. Number 4 for me is the Colts. I don't know how you could leave the Colts off anymore. It's not that I've been trying to leave them off purposely. It's just that I'm not a believer in them necessarily, whether it's the head coach, whether it's the quarterback, just overall. But they have dominated the first 7 weeks of the NFL. Dominated. 6-1 is dominant. Plus 92 point differential. Dominant. Jonathan Taylor running the football all over the place. Dominant. Defense has been good. Daniel Jones has been dominant. So even though the Colts may be a little bit of an unknown, nobody trusting their coach, there's not the pedigree there. You can question the schedule. And by the way, the only team they lost to so far has been the Rams, in fact, on the road. You can question their schedule, the tough opponents. I mean, they beat Denver in a tight game. I think they still should have lost that game. But nonetheless, they beat them. Beat the Chargers with relative ease on the road. You'd be a fool at this point, BT, to ignore the success the Colts have had. I have them at number 4.
I'm not going to ignore them. I'm with you. I got them a little bit higher. I got them number 3 here. The Colts are 6-1. You're 6-1. You're 6-1, man. I don't know what to tell you if you don't think that the Colts have been playing really good football. Now, Daniel Jones, and that's part of the reason why I think we were so reluctant to say, oh yeah, the Colts are really good, because we've had conversations about Daniel forever, so there's a little reluctance to trust him fully. You know, he's completing 71% of his passes, and I know that they're not a ton of downfield throws. It's like a lower risk throw, so it's that contributes to the high number. But to me, doing a little digging, he's only been sacked 6 times. That's less than 1 a game, which is amazing. And, you know, Brock Bowers a year ago just burst on the scene as a tight end. We have talked about him a little bit, but Ty Warren, who was a first-round pick out of Penn State, a tight end, Ty Warren right now is on pace for over 100 receptions. He's got almost 500 yards already. So you think about Jonathan Taylor for good reason. He's a beast of a running back, but he's got some other weapons. I got the Colts at 3.
All right, and then my 3rd is a team that you don't have in your top 5. It's been my team all year long. I knocked him down a peg even with the win against the Giants. I got the Broncos at number 3. Actually, last week I might have him at number 1. I have him at number 3 this week, and I think that that's the right spot for them. I still believe they have the best defense in the NFL, and that to me should be a credit to the Giants. It was impressive what the Giants did against that defense on the road. So even with the loss, the Giants did impressive things. I still believe Denver's the best defense in the league, and I still believe they're going to win that division in the AFC West. They have that game lead right now on Kansas City. They're 5-2. You get the Chargers and Chiefs right there. at 4-3. I couldn't put him number one, certainly couldn't put him number two at this particular point, but I do think the Broncos are the third best team in the NFL. Championship head coach, weapons all over the field, a quarterback who has shown the ability to come back late in these games multiple times this year, and their defense, the best defense in the NFL. There's too much there to ignore for me with the Denver Broncos, not to mention the record to back it up, point differential, whatever. I think Denver right now, number three in the NFL.
It's funny. Like, you know, we have eyes, we watch the games, and you feel so differently about that team. Now, they just played the Jets and the Giants, so to me, maybe I'm being a little bit more impacted by the fact that if the Jets could have completed a pass or had a better coaching, whatever.
Sound like the owner now.
Yeah, exactly. It's the ratings now. Yeah. They could have won a game there, and of course, the Giants, even though they came back and won, they were getting punked for most of the game, down 13-0, 19-0. We all know what happened. So, I know Denver's good. I don't like them nearly as much as you, but I know we both love the Lions. They're number two for me. So, Detroit's 5-2. And remember, we penalized them, at least I did for sure, maybe even more than you, for that opening week loss against, the opening loss against the Packers. They lost in Green Bay 27-13. And they recovered. They kind of smacked around the Bucs to, you know, maybe extinguish any doubt. Like, yeah, is Detroit really good? Well, everybody was pumping up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and rightfully so. And Denver beat them fairly handily. But even the loss before that, when Kansas City's getting healthy in Arrowhead, maybe the toughest venue in all the NFL, yeah, you know, they have lost to two really good teams, one team which I think is going to win the Super Bowl, Kansas City. So I'm not here to penalize them very much. Detroit's, they've got experience from a year ago. They're very good. I got the Lions number two.
Yeah, I never held that opening week loss against the Packers really against them. Maybe the initial week, but then after that I started to think this is the best team in the NFL, and I was consistent with that. And then they got beat by the Chiefs. Couldn't be the best team in the NFL to me any longer. I think they are the second best team in the NFL. And I'm not so sure that if they play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, that the Lions wouldn't come out on top. So I'm with you. I have them at number two. And it just shows you, BT, like to the point where this is probably the most together we've been on the power up heading in a week eight now, where we have one different team. And we're maybe a spot away. We're equal with the Rams at five. I have the Colts at three. I have the Colts at four. You have them at three. You have the Eagles on. I have the Broncos instead. But our top two teams in all likelihood the same. So I have the Lions at number two.
Okay. I think the biggest discrepancy, or at least the faith, is that I don't believe in Denver as much as you do. And you don't believe in the Eagles as much as I still do. Now, let's just take this to a tier lower if you had to. Like, what team were you most considering that didn't make you top five? Who else was lingering?
Honestly, this week was easier than most.
Me too.
The Eagles would probably be on there. The Patriots would have to be on there. I'm not there with the Packers yet. I think the next group, even the Bucs, I think the Bucs, I think the Niners, Seahawks, Eagles to me.
Bills have taken a dent.
I think all those teams are on that next.
Yep.
Tier of teams that you can pick and choose.
What about Seattle?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I didn't hear you say
Seattle.
Okay,
Seattle would be one of those teams. Like, all those teams are in that next layer.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little separation. Now, I had the Pats in last week, and they won, so I don't know why I penalized them. That's more of a reaction to the Rams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Patriots are 5-2, and, you know, I could have very easily kept them at number five, which is where I had them a year ago. All right, where they wind up, I'm not sure. They could win the East. We've talked about this with Costos. They've got some easy games coming up. They got to play the Jets twice. They play the Browns coming up. You know, we'll see where the Giants are when they play the Monday night, December 1st. Miami, they got to play again. They're going to win a lot of games, the Pats.
So, obviously, number one, you have the Chiefs.
I didn't even say that. Yeah. Thank you for the lead. Yes,
we both have the Chiefs. And I had them, I think, last week at five going up to one just because it's at a point now. And it's not just the dominant win over the Raiders. It's in your gut. Who do you really believe is better than them in the NFL right now?
I think
now?
The Chiefs are the best team in football. Yeah, getting healthy at the right time. But I think they're going to start dominating people,
I'm not, like, I think the Broncos are going to beat them this year. I still am holding out hope and belief that the Broncos are going to win the division. I just think right now, hard to argue against the Chiefs being the best team in the NFL, where I could have made a case for the Lions prior, but they beat the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't sit here and say that I think the Lions are better when they got beat by the Chiefs head-to-head.
I get that. You know, head-to-head matters. I mean, listen, the thing about Denver, and I want to lean into them because I know that there's a lot to like there. I'm reluctant to do it, but I feel like maybe Denver peaked a little bit too. Maybe. It's an early read. Maybe Denver peaked too early, and I kind of like that it seems like now, just about midseason, Kansas City seemingly is peaking.
BT and Sal on the Fan will come back. Get back to your calls here on the NBA, 888-808-1019. You know, we just did the power up segment, BT, and I totally forgot. We mentioned the five teams, but I have to remind you, Power Up brought to you by Princeton Longevity Center. Experience the power of personalized medicine.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.